you looking at?
Is it on?
What number is this?
Yeah, I wanted to see.
Yeah. Anyways, I talked shit about a couple of people in the Jewish community, and then all of a sudden John's got me watching Schindler's List. I said, yeah. I didn't trust
this guy needs to know his history.
He said, no, you should watch this. Did you know what this movie was about before
you watched it? Yeah, I did. I've never watched it, but I've always wanted to.
I was kind of hoping Schindler was a hitman and was killing German people.
That would have been more entertaining.
Like, when they were getting care packages and stuff at the start, I was like, oh, man, he's just trying to figure out who's the higher-ups, and he's going to assassinate all these people.
Yeah.
I would have liked that.
Yeah, that would have been more cool, but this is a true story.
Schindler. Yeah, he did good.
So you didn't know what it was about?
No.
I knew that he saved a bunch of Jews.
Who was the guy that saved a bunch of people? Have you seen that video of the old man who's like in a movie theater? It's a nice story.
They're like Schindler.
No, it was movie theater size. Yeah, I saw Schindler's it. Amphitheater. Yeah, like, yeah. It's a bigger community.
How many did Schindler have?
Schindler got up to about 1.6K on the list when he sent it out.
1.6K.
1.6K Jews.
1,600. Who says 1.6 when talking about 1,000?
Somebody who talks in millions.
Someone who's really poor is what I think.
No,
I'm talking the opposite.
Well, if I would have said
Elon Musk is like 1.6.
Then you would assume million if he said that. Because it's Elon Musk. So it's just tough for me to go down to your level. Because I'm saying 1.6K, because I would have said 1.6 mil,
but if you
thought nothing of it.
If Elon Musk said 1.6, I was assuming...
You would either think billion or million.
Yeah, I would assume he was talking about like million or billion.
Yeah.
If you said 1.6, I would have thought you were talking about inches.
Dollars. That's fair, too.
Yeah.
The industry like a foot. Live in.
1.5 feet.
If you asked me what was like the dimension of the frickin'... Coke
your penis. That was too easy.
Yeah, that was good. I had thought about that prior too, but that was perfect timing.
You want to rate it?
Yeah.
All right, ready?
1, 2, 3. 8.6.
Oh!
Okay. 8.7. Yeah, I could have done 8.7. I wouldn't have done 8.8.
Yeah,
black and white didn't bother me. The girl in the red coat that they showed, I was hoping he would adopt her, but once he didn't, I knew she would be dead later.
I kind of forgot about her, and I was like, "Damn!"
I forgot about her, but like the thought of her being like, "Oh well, she's done."
Well, that was everybody,
huh?
That was everybody in the whole thing.
Yeah,
you know what?
Do
you
think everybody? 1.6K of them.
Yeah. How many people? How many? Isn't it like 300 million or something?
No. Are you dumb?
It's crazy.
It's like 3 million. Okay. That's the number they say.
Okay. Oh, my God.
That's the number they say. That's the number they say. It's around 3 million. 300 million? Could you imagine how many Jewish people would be around right now if there were 300 million massacred in one sitting? Hitler couldn't do all that damage. It was like 1.8 to 3 million.
That many of them around. Sometimes you just say things, you know, 1.6K, 300 million.
300 million was way more insane. 1.6K still, it's like calling Celsius to Fahrenheit.
3 million is what they say.
I'm a skeptic at heart.
So what would you guess?
I would guess. it was a disaster. Yeah. And I'm on the Jew side on this one.
Yeah.
I think it was really bad what those guys did.
Yeah, good.
But I'm just saying.
I think you should just default to their side.
Do you trust every history book that goes through, like, all the history books you read from freshman year to senior year?
Yeah, unfortunately, probably. Not saying that they're true, but what else am I supposed to believe?
I don't know. I don't know what to believe, but I know what they made us read in high school was not the true history.
Well,
probably like with black people and probably the Jewish people.
You think that they weren't slaves?
No. But they're doing the Native American card right now, and I think that's a mistake.
Oh, that's, I mean, everyone knows that's fake news.
I don't know. It'd be a lot better for us if it was real. but no, I'm saying
history,
like,
goes to the victor.
It's embellished in the side of the victor. It's same way that, like, World War II description in Germany is probably these guys were assholes. Hitler was
way
cool.
Way anti-Hitler. But how are we supposed to know that everything that they say bad about him?
The dude
true.
Made a hell of a speech. I know that for certain. Like, if if Hitler was my best man at my wedding, I would know I was in good hands. but I wouldn't want him leading my country.
Why do you say that? Didn't he just yell?
I think he got people hyped up. I don't know if that's the
that
right
tiny
case for
little
him.
Guy couldn't get me hyped up.
Please.
I'd be like, I could beat up Hitler.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that.
Oh,
good
luck with all his bodyguards or his German shepherds. But you give us in the octagon.
Riggs was a little too invested in this movie. I was like, hey, man. You started hearing the boys barking. Also, in this movie, did you hear them yell my name about 6 times?
Yeah.
Zack, Zack, Zack!
Yeah, then he did it again later.
Yeah, I was like, hello?
Now, this movie was made in, like, 95, I think.
Black and white.
Do you think it would have been better in color?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely had the option. I knew what you were going to say.
Yeah.
It's like they wanted to do it back in the day. I hate when they do it. And
but
then,
you know,
like,
back in the day, people weren't in black and white.
Yeah, we know that. Everybody knows that.
Just, everyone's always been in color.
I do like in this movie, there was like one or two scenarios where, like, there was a woman putting on lipstick or something in the mirror.
Uh-huh.
And it just makes me laugh. Like, putting on your gray lipstick.
Yeah, but they did put the girl in the red coat.
Yeah, I like that they did that.
I think they made the whole movie black and white so they could hit that.
So this movie being in black and white did not bother me nearly as much as M did, or W. It was like one letter.
M.
Yeah. That was like 97 on the list or something.
That was number 100 right there.
And that was about like a pedophile or something.
Yeah. Great movie.
Yeah, jeez. Top 100, man. It's movies you don't want to watch. But 8.7, I'll never watch this again, which is the only reason that 8.7 doesn't make sense on our calculations.
Yeah, that's 7.9. That kind of doesn't make... For long movies, you know, you gotta be a 9 for a 3. Yeah, I don't watch Avatar again.
Huh?
I've never seen Avatar 2
Interstellar.
Again. That's a 9. I said it
and
has to be a 9.
Also, Oppenheimer. You were blowing gas up its ass.
I watch Oppenheimer a lot.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you're such a
tool
bag. It's
a great go-to-sleep movie.
You're such a history buff, aren't you? You missed your opportunity. No. Geek. What?
I feel like I had something to say, but now I've forgotten it. Oh, pretty star-studded.
You know what I had to say? Sorry. Pretty star-studded. Love that. I have something to say about that. But also, it's good that Hitler didn't have a cooler mustache. Do you imagine if he had like a curly mustache?
Or like a perfect beard?
Yeah, like, oh man, look at him doing the Hitler and it's just a perfect beard.
Imagine if, back to the making up history thing, imagine if he did have a perfect beard.
Yeah, they were like, we gotta
make this guy look short and with a terrible
mustache.
Give him
a chaplain.
And then how about Michael Jordan being like, that's pretty cool.
Michael Jordan tried to bring it back. He thought he had the power.
What was he thinking with that tiny little thing?
Is there anyone in history that you think right now could bring back the Hitler?
Who's...
It's not the chaplain anymore, it's the Hitler.
Obama.
Obama could maybe bring back the Hitler much more than Trump could.
Oh yeah.
Trump,
oh, my God.
A blonde Hitler.
Imagine?
Oh man.
If he grew out the Hitler, dude. I'd be like,
stop! You're killing the tapes.
I'm fighting for my effing life. Like, what are you thinking?
Obama might could bring back the Hitler.
Yeah, he could do the Hitler.
It's not even cool.
No, it's terrible. It's terrible.
I feel like who's the guy that talks like this and is like,
oh. Oh, Bernie Sands?
No, I was thinking of an actor. Hey, you want me to talk like this?
Christopher Walken?
Yeah.
No, but you know what that made me think of? I don't think he could, but what about that...
De Niro.
He could probably do it, and everyone would be like, what's up with De Niro?
I feel like if you got it thick enough Eminem. That it goes past your nose, Eminem could not. I think the older the face is, the better they can pull off the Hitler. What like about, an Al Pacino?
Here's a really good
one. I think one. An Al Pacino could pull off a Hitler.
Here's a good one for white
people. Pull off a Hitler.
What's that guy's name from... He's in Jurassic Park. He's also in Thor, and he runs that planet.
Where's Brett?
No. He runs the planet... That Thor goes into in Ragnarok.
Oh, his dad?
Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum could pull off a Hitler.
Yeah. He's like really
eccentric.
Trendy.
Yeah. Bring back the he's Hitler. Older.
He could probably wear Hitler and people would be like, well, he's a lib.
I think my Al Pacino one was a good one. But also, I think... I don't know how wide the mustache can be before it's not pulling a Hitler.
Past your nostrils.
So if you can, like, fan it out, it just kind of looks like a mini mustache.
No, dude, like... they're tiny. It's, like, the width of your thumb.
Okay, so it's got to be...
I think if it gets past your nose holes, then
I think if you can go the width of your nose holes, then I think a lot of people might pull off a Hitler.
Yeah, I don't think that counts.
I think a Benedict Cumberbatch could pull off a Hitler. I feel like there's... I feel like there's a lot of British people that could have pulled it off and might be wearing it today. No,
you're cheating. You're giving him more width. That's starting to become a normal mustache.
I still think he can pull off
anything past Hitler. The blacks of your nose is not a Hitler.
You just got to do this little thing. What's
that's
this
basically
thing called?
What it's like.
What's this thing called on your lip, Gino?
Ear cleft.
Love batch. Is it...
I want to
well,
say
there's a cleft palate.
I was thinking maybe that's where he got his name. Mm-mm. Maybe. Let's look up pictures of Hitler. See what this mustache is all about.
I'm about to be on a watch list.
Oh, it's wider than I even thought. Okay. So now I'm like...
Pretty good Hitler.
It's so weird. It's like the whole... It's like right from his nose down to his mouth.
It's not too bad. If you could fan out the sides, it would be a
pretty good
mustache.
It kind of looks like the bat signal. Batman Hitler?
Jeez. I sure hope not.
Yeah, dude, this guy is a total dork looking dude. I would totally just be like, I could beat him up.
Yeah, you think you'd beat him up, but...
He was probably gay, too.
Hitler? That was a rumor
of
Hitler.
Look how dapper he was.
You're pretty dapper. Post Malone's pretty dapper.
What a loser, that Hitler.
What a loser. What a silly mustache. Yeah, the guy walked around
that
with
shit
that
off your face.
Silly mustache.
Yeah, did you notice all the stars in the movie?
Lord Voldemort.
Yeah.
He was as evil
a
as Voldemort.
Bad guy, dude.
There was the scene with him when he's trying to kill the waking Jewish up. Guy and he's shooting blanks every time and the gun's like stalling and the two officers with him.
Yeah.
Two Hitlers don't know what's happening either, and they keep trying to shoot this Jewish guy, and they can't do it. And at some point when, like, he fails, like, for, like, the fourth time, I just went, I'm fucking up, bro!
Yeah.
That but guy no, got the dude the lived, hook. And he got on the list.
Yeah, but how about that kid he douched when he was being nice to everyone all day?
Oh, and he was like, how about pardoning some people? He was like, yeah,
you're pardoned.
I pardon you.
You're pardoned.
Go on, you're pardoned. And they just start shooting around him. I was like, dude. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I think probably the most evil thing he did was when he woke up in the morning with his coffee and then he was just like hunting.
Well, they were sitting down.
Oh, my gosh. Tough movie. Yeah,
the funny thing he did in that scene, though, is he walked back inside after he shot and then he... like unloaded his rifle and then the hot shell went on the naked chick in the bed.
Oh,
that's what he did there.
Oh.
And then she freaked out.
I thought he was pointing his gun at her.
No, he just unloaded it.
Oh. Man, he was douche.
He was douche. Right up there with Lord Voldemort.
Yeah.
He was great in the Hotel movie.
Yeah.
I think he was a nice guy too.
We had Liam Neeson, him. What about Liam Neeson's like best mate, what was his name? The accountant.
Great actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know him.
He's the guy in Iron Man 3 who's bad, but he's like an actor.
Oh, the Mandalorian.
Yeah, yeah, Mandalorian.
Yeah.
He's good.
He's Beast, and he comes back, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, because he's in Shang-Chi.
Yeah, that's the one.
And he's old.
Man, whatever happened to Shang-Chi? I thought that was a good one.
Shang-Chi was good.
They never made a Shang-Chi.
Yeah, I don't know if they would do a 2 before they did like an Avengers, but right now, like.
And Shang-Chi, you think, will be in the Avengers?
He has to be.
Yeah.
Has to Chi.
Dude, they have like a lot of ending credit scenes that never turned into anything. I don't think Harry Styles ever going to be in a movie.
No, he won't be back.
You know? Nope. I think they planned on him to.
That was dumb. The dude, all gold, that he looked like you when he was in We're the Millers. Yeah. That looks nothing like you. Huh?
He was like the main character in
Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, but is he going to be back?
No, but his end credit at least turned into something. Like at the end of Doctor Strange, I think, like Charlize Theron comes at the end, like wearing purple.
Mm.
I don't think she's going to be anything.
Charlize Theron.
You know who that is?
She's got one arm. And
did you recognize the girl that was in Lord Voldemort's basement, like the maid?
I did, but I couldn't point her out.
She's Miss Honey from Matilda.
Really?
Yeah.
Matilda's that old.
Yeah, Matilda was probably made about like the same time. She looked a little younger in this, I bet. So Matilda's probably a little.
It would be like 10 years later. When was this one made?
I think 95.
95?
I think.
Matilda definitely wasn't 05, so it was probably like 2 or 3 years after.
Yeah, I think it was just a couple years later. Let's see when old Matilda was made. No, this movie was made in 93.
Do you want to do my game?
Oh, when I hit the lights.
Oh.
And Matilda was 96. Got to keep on watching, and that we do, folks.
That we do.
You watching anything else lately?
Show-wise?
I actually wanted to talk about this last time, and I forgot. On the way to Miami, I watched Twisters. Pretty good.
The new one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did I watch on the way back?
Greg Paul.
Oh, I watched Venom 3. All the Venom movies...
terrible. I've turned the Venom movie on like 4 times. I usually turn on a movie like on low volume when I'm going to sleep.
The third one?
Yeah. The new one, because it drops straight to Netflix, which yeah. Sony might as well drop it to the toilet at this point, because they just don't know how to make
Tom
a freaking
Hardy
movie.
Too.
What a waste of all of them. They own Spider-Man, and they refuse to put him in any of these movies. Like, a Venom movie. In the last, like... the Spider-Man where all the dimensional people, everyone that knew a Peter Parker was pulling up to Tom Holland. At the end of that, they do a little like
Venom tidbit. Little thing.
They could have worked off of that.
Yeah.
But no. And I don't even know what this movie's about, but I know there's no Spider-Man in it.
What happens in this one? Oh, there's like a lot of Venoms.
I'll watch it eventually.
And they're fighting like King of the Venoms.
No.
And he sends some, like, bugs that can, like, find Venoms to go eat the Venoms.
Ridiculous.
Yes. Why do they keep But, I mean, Tom Hardy's, like, one of the best actors of all time, and for
really?
This to be a superhero movie? Yeah.
You think he just started looking at how handsome he is, and you're like, oh, okay, well...
He was great in Inception. He was great.
Do you think he's one of the most...
And like...
Name top 3 most handsome, great actors of all time.
I would not put Tom Hardy in. He's too short.
You
wouldn't
put him in there.
I'd beat him up. Yeah, a younger Leo. Leo, pre-fat.
There you go.
I'm a big fan of Chris Hemsworth. Now, girls,
I don't know if he's a great actor though.
No, I thought you just said most handsome.
Yeah, but I think he's also got to be a great actor.
You're saying handsome and great actor?
Yes. And I think your first one, Leo, goes in there. I think maybe a Johnny Depp goes in there.
Johnny Depp
but
is
he's
good.
More handsome than he
well,
is
now
good
he
actor.
Looks like a crack addict, but...
Yeah.
Oh, what about...
Well, that's age.
What about
Leo
Brad
doesn't
Pitt?
Look it either. Brad Pitt...
Good enough actor?
I think he's third on that list of acting.
Denzel.
Handsome,
what a beautiful chocolate
actor.
Man.
He's more great of a greater actor than he is a mm-hmm. good...
Jamie Foxx.
Handsome.
Speaking
handsome.
Of black dudes, Jamie Foxx, handsome, good actor.
Jamie Foxx reminds
one of the most
me of...
talented people in the world.
Jamie Foxx reminds me a lot of Childish Gambino, who's also just like Donald Glover.
Jack of all
Atlanta.
Trades.
Atlanta. And he did, what is it, the Classroom movie where they're in... I forget the name.
What's the Classroom movie?
They're in college. They're like a
Community of the show.
Okay. I was about to say Community College. But he,
what's it called?
He reminds me a lot of Jamie Foxx.
Jamie
like
Foxx can do impressions.
Talented in a way that
he can
just
sing.
Yeah.
He's in that Kanye song I didn't find out until years later with Jamie Foxx.
Oh, and he did the... He was like, yeah, there was this new actor, Kanye, and he came up to me and was like, hey, man, I got a song you can be on. And we went in there, and I started doing my R&B shit, and I was like... I don't need no Marvin Gaye. And then Kanye was like, nah, you can't do it like that.
Yeah,
that's
it's
crazy
slow jams.
How
it's Slow Jams is the name of the song.
It's crazy how good
yeah,
I just did
and
that part
he,
of
I saw
video.
A video of him just making Denzel Washington just die laughing doing some of his...
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Kanye doing some of his impressions.
Yeah. But he got in a car accident. Now he's a clone and you won't see him ever again.
Cillian Murphy, he handsome enough?
Is it Cillian? I would have said Killian.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, Cillian Murphy sounds like an ugly guy, but that guy is peak of the list actors for sure, and I think he's handsome enough to be on the list.
Yeah.
He's not like...
What about Timothée Chalamet?
Chalamet? That dude, did you hear his speech where he was like...
I'm going to be one of the best. I was
I respected
whoa,
the hell out of him
dope.
After it. Yeah, I was like, yeah, that was a great way to make a speech.
After Inception.
I think Chalamet is approaching the list. I haven't seen the Bob Dylan movie.
I mean, I said after Inception, but I meant after...
He's in Inception, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. That's what
Interstellar.
Interstellar, yeah, yeah. That's actually Inception. What I was about to mention. After Interstellar,
yeah.
I would have said Matthew McConaughey was a great actor, but... He is.
I think he's a great actor. I also think I saw a video of McConaughey today. I think he's a hell of a guy.
Oh, he seems like a hell of a guy.
I think there's like only a select few that are hell of a guys, and McConaughey seems to be on that list.
What about a Bradley Coop?
Not a good enough actor.
Oh, really?
You think he's a good actor? Name me a movie that you're like, wow, Bradley Cooper just killed that. Leo's got too many to count, dude.
Yeah.
Leo is the only one on this list that really... Oh, Cillian Murphy. He's a phenomenal actor. But everybody else besides those two are pretty much like same level.
We should watch that scary movie where they're making the sequel 28 years later. 28 days later, Cillian Murphy's in that.
28 days later is like not allowed anywhere.
What does that mean?
I think you can watch that movie.
Kind of like the one Dana has us on?
Yeah, what is that one? he always does the quote, but I don't even remember
it. Ain't got no gas in it.
Yeah.
Is that the one he says?
Yo, what, some chicken with that fried corn?
Is that what he said?
No, it's something, but it's like Billy Bob Thornton and any older person would
Tom
probably
Hardy's
be able to
Tom Hardy's a great
right
actor,
now.
Dude. He's in Peaky Blinders.
Blinders.
He's one of the best characters in that.
He does that guy. He's a Jewish guy.
Yeah.
Right back to Schindler's List. Tom Hardy... Like, did, like, a legitimate, like, grappling tournament and won the tournament.
Yeah, dude, he's a gangster.
But I wouldn't let Tom Hardy win. I think I would rather, like, be
Duh.
Like, oh, I'm the
oh,
one that
he's also,
Tom
like,
Hardy.
Great as Bane. You know, that's a great...
Oh, Bane? How'd that dude put on 120 pounds of
his,
pure beef?
His traps are just like...
yeah,
I mean,
that's trim.
Yeah.
That's gear or
oh,
something.
Oh, yeah, dude, he definitely was on the sauce.
All right, let's do my game, and then we can get back into the show.
He's also great in Mad Max.
Great in Mad Max.
He doesn't
but
have to say
also
like anything.
In Mad Max...
You don't have to say anything.
No, it's pretty much the easiest acting role of all time. You just have to look tough and gruff.
And he does.
He can do tough and gruff.
He can.
No doubt about it. I think Cillian Murphy, of the people we named, is the best actor on that list.
Yeah.
By far, almost. Leo's beast.
What about Robert Downey
Jr.?
What
about a Shia LaBeouf?
Not handsome enough.
Not handsome enough, but I think he's method enough. That dude does some nut shit for his
act. He can actually be
kind of
handsome when he's trying. He looks cool.
He's got his good
moments.
Peanut
Butter Falcon.
I think he could
be handsome enough. I know you hate him, but what about Robert Downey Jr.?
Good enough actor, not handsome enough.
I think when he was young, he was handsome.
Yeah, but then he was on drugs, so maybe he just lost out on his handsome face. Handsome. Yeah. Unless he just made it have a wicked jawline because he was on so much crack cocaine. I wonder what his fix was when he got arrested. I don't know the story. I'm sure people do, but what was his jail time and his arrest?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
All right. Well, we can maybe look that up. But Jamie, you got that? But let's play my game. We can either do one or we can do both. But this is top five. No, this is not supposed to take away from the movie. Schindler's List of Game of Thrones and Harry Potter. What? So it's the people you'll save and the rest of them die.
Mm. Okay.
So you want to do one of them or both of them?
One at a time.
Yeah. Let's do both, though.
Okay,
Starting with Game of Thrones. Because I think Harry Potter will be a more special list.
Game of Thrones. I'm saving a character.
You can go first on Game of Thrones or Harry Potter. Which one you want?
Game of Thrones.
Okay.
I'm saving Jon Snow.
Saving Jon Snow first.
He's the best. Jon Snow's the best character in the whole thing.
I think I'm saving Tyrion Lannister. He's the total dork. Tyrion. Total dork.
Who else do we got that I like? Bran of Tarth. Heart of Gold.
Bran of Tarth.
Bran?
Yeah. You say Bran? I would have been fine with her going. I'll say Podrick Payne.
I would have been fine with him going.
Fine! This is one of the best characters in the
whole
show.
And who taught him everything he knows?
Tyrion Lannister.
Brienne of Tarth.
No.
She was his little squire.
Yeah, she taught him the lame shit. Tyrion taught him the cool stuff.
Oh, I have a great one.
Okay.
Eddard Stark.
Ah, that is a good one.
I mean, everyone loved him.
Yeah.
Everyone loved him.
I can't even argue. I'll save Khal Drogo, season one death.
That's a good one, too. Yeah, that is a great one. Oof. I'll save Robb Stark.
Robb Stark deserves to be saved.
He was a beast, too.
I'm going to save somebody who had a fate unlike any other, and I'm going to say Hodor.
Oh, Hodor's a great one. He deserves to be saved.
The grasp of Bran Stark.
Man, there's a lot of characters. I
think this is my last one. I think you have two more. No, because you went first.
This might be my last one.
Yeah.
Or have you only done... We've only done three apiece.
I think we did. I did,
I need to know his name.
Tyrion, Pod, Hodor. We got two more. You don't even know his name and you're trying to save him?
He deserves to live.
Okay.
The Baker Kid.
The Baker Kid. The Baker Kid certainly deserves to live. After the nonsense.
He perfected that wolf by the second time he saw Arya.
Yeah. And dang, the Baker Kid is right. That's the steal of the draft. Yeah. The Baker's son. Kill him. All right, who am I going to save next? I'll save Robb Stark's mom. Can I take it back?
Yeah, take it back.
Catherine Stark is her name. And I
didn't hated Jon
like
Snow
her.
The whole time.
Yeah, but I think I got caught up on people who got killed in the show instead of like just beast characters. Because I'll save. Man, this fourth one is tough. After the Baker son, everything seems like nobody should be saved. I will save. You killed her, Pedro Pascal.
Oh yeah, Pedro Pascal's a good one.
Thank God.
How about the little girl who leads Winterfell from The Last of Us?
Leaves Winterfell from The Last. Oh,
the little girl who leads Winterfell.
You refused the call.
You refused the call.
Yeah,
yeah.
And she killed.
Shout out Taylor sent me that one.
Damn it!
Oh, another shout out, Big Will.
Oh, Big Will wants to be on Pod So Beast. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He needs to be on.
He might be our new number one fan.
Oh man, yeah. Mr. Deal.
Mr. McDuffie.
Oh, there you go. Mr. Deal doesn't know what we're doing right now. All right, I got one more. I'm going to save Sam Tarly.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
Good one.
We saved a bunch of lames.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I didn't like a bunch of the main characters by the end.
Yeah.
I didn't care about Sansa or Arya. You don't think I was thinking of them? Like, I don't care.
Yeah,
about
I
you.
Knew them. It was tough. I had to go. If I had to dumpster dive for people that actually died before I hated them.
If I could save one more, I'd save Joffrey. Just make,
really?
Make things interesting.
Really? Because I had a similar thought about the Harry Potter one.
He was elite.
What is Harry Potter without Lord Voldemort?
Yeah, true. Like, I mean,
I wouldn't even save Harry Potter. I'd be more likely to save Voldemort before Harry
Joffrey
Potter.
Joffrey was one of the best parts of the show. How much you hated that little
shit. I
hated
Joffrey in a way I've never hated a character on a show.
Like, can this kid die already?
Until
and then when he's dead, you're like...
The bastard son.
Oh, yeah. That guy's beast.
Oh, yeah. The freaking dogs and stuff. That was brutal.
He was more douche than Joffrey, but I think Joffrey was more hated still.
Yeah. To a point where that dude stopped acting, which I think is a crime.
Yeah, he was a great actor.
I would be like, are you guys insane? I don't feel like I would let that mess up my mental too much.
Oh, I don't think
like,
that's why
Anakin
I quit. I think
Stywalks.
He's a genius, and he wants to do, like, genius
he's mad
stuff.
Genius?
Yeah, I think he's mad
what?
Genius, yeah.
All right, let's do our Harry Potter.
A lot of these actors and stuff go to, like, crazy schools, like Brown and Harvard. And
yeah,
Yale.
But it's, like, the acting part
well,
of it.
Well, also, a lot of their parents are really rich, and they went to
yeah,
private
nepotism.
Schools. Yeah, nepotism.
Yeah.
Nepo babies.
They're all Nepo babies. They're all clones of somebody else. You ever seen any of those?
All right, Harry Potter, you go first.
You ever seen any of
any Nepo babies?
All right, I'll save Dobby first.
Oh, great save.
Yeah, Dobby deserves to be on.
Dobby. I'll save Hagrid.
Hagrid's a great one. Hagrid lived. Oh, man.
Oh, I got my next one.
I'll do Dumbledore.
That's a good one. I'm going McGonagall.
She's more respectful.
Yeah,
she's more
her.
In the mix.
Yeah.
She's like the vice principal that does everything, and Dumbledore's kind of just like, yo, I'm
everyone loves McGonagall.
McGonagall was beast, but she's also like the science teacher that you don't like when you have her as a teacher.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But then years later, you're like, you know, she was pretty
I
cool.
respect the hell out of that yeah. woman. Yeah, something like that. I will save... Neville.
Ooh. Sirius B.
Yeah. I'll save Severus Snape.
Severus Snape.
What do you mean?
I think he kind of got let off the hook. I mean, all of a sudden...
What?
He...
It was always Lily.
Yeah, kind of creepy.
Yeah.
You know, I've been in love with your mom this whole time.
Yeah.
So my
Patronus looks like hers, yeah. Dude. Take it easy. All the way to your soul? I think the Patronus might help.
I'll go Edward Cullen.
Oh, Twilight.
My boy!
My boy!
Maybe I'll save his dad.
That was a great scene.
Mm-hmm.
Emotional.
Oceans right, for High.
Wait, you said serious. I'll save Lupin.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'll save Harry.
Yeah.
I'll save Harry.
I'm not saving that bitch. I wouldn't save Frodo Baggins. I'd save Sam.
You'd save Ron.
No, I didn't name him either.
Hermione.
Oh, I'll take Ron's mom.
Ron's mom over Ron's dad.
Yeah, I like the mom more. The dad's kind of a bitch. He can't get over rubber ducks.
I'll save Hedwig.
Oh, you're going animals now.
I got a lot of them.
I'll do a
Buckbeak.
That was who I was going after. Buckbeak's a great animal in that show.
I will go. Dang.
I know it's tough.
I'll go Dudley. Did you ever see the cutscene when he hugs
Harry?
Wish
they would have put that in there. Yeah. He was like, I don't think
you're a waste of space.
Yeah. And he does so like a cool snap.
Or Vernon. I'd love to see that guy live to be like 300 to see how big he can get.
Is he still alive?
Oh, no.
Vernon's dead?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who would have seen that coming?
Good actor, just not handsome.
Remember that scene where he's like... True. He almost made the list. Do you remember the scene where it's like, you're driving me loopy?
And his belly like... Me and Taylor say, you finally done it. You finally driven me yumpy.
Yeah.
The boy's gone loopy, Petunia.
I swear when he says yumpy or loopy, like his whole... lower section like bounces with them. It's a great scene.
Yeah.
I also like when they make the aunt go super fat, even though she was already mad fat.
Man, there's a lot of characters in both these. I'm sure we're missing some great ones.
A1s.
Yeah.
Some steak sauce. Can't really think of any. I think I've thought through all the characters. James Potter wouldn't save him. The
wouldn't mom, save him.
Don't know him. All the other professors are kind of lame. All the other students are kind of lame. Neville got lucky.
I like the potions guy at the end.
Potions guy at the end. I like the guys in the bank.
The guy who pretends to be the chair. Slughorn.
This way.
Oh, some of the goblins.
Platform 9 3/4.
The guy who runs the train station. That's like 9 3/4.
Think what do you funny.
Think? Think you're being funny, do you?
What do you think? This is some type of joke.
Yeah, I'd like to save him just so he can still be in like 9 3/4.
9 3/4. Bunch of idiots. Thinking I'm joking.
Victor Crumb.
Why would I save him?
Crumb.
Crumb.
Crumb. Crumb.
Just for the
Victor,
fate of.
I love you.
What is that called? Quidditch. Just for the fate of Quidditch, I'd save Victor Crumb.
Yeah.
I feel like there's somebody in that movie I might
Peter
be
Pettigrew.
Why would you save him?
Kind of sucks.
He might suck the most.
I'd say no. Umbridge is the worst.
Umbridge is definitely the worst.
Yeah.
But they were all in the same movie. Number 4, whatever that one was. Four.
The lady who knows how to tell the future sucks.
Yeah, she really sucks. She really got in Harry's head for no reason.
Yeah. She was just making shit up.
Yeah. Death is following you, dude.
How's your grandmom? Would it be so sure?
Oh, what about the dude that turns into a recliner?
That's who I said. I love that. That's the potions teacher.
Oh, okay. We're. Yeah. I like him. Why have a good I like one. When he turns out of the sofa.
Yeah.
Merlin's beard! British people, the way they talk is silly.
It kind of sucks that they got the accent. Like, you think we talk normal.
We're so lucky we don't have that accent.
Are you kidding me? That'd be so fun.
The words they use for stuff is ridiculous.
They invented the Nick language.
We would get canceled if we did that. K-N-I-C-K-E-R's.
You can't just say that when you want. Scared to say it.
I know. Theoman got a little closer. He's Nicaraguan.
Theoman's a funny guy.
Yeah. He's got a bigger platform.
I'd love to save that that black kid from the third one who has just two lines, but they're just
Dean?
Hard hitting. No, the one who's like, what's the Grim? What's the Grim? And he goes, the Grim is the...
Oh, there's the guy that just pops out of nowhere and just knows stuff for some reason.
He has like two hard-hitting lines in the whole film, and he's always like, dang.
Damn, the Grim.
Yeah.
What's the Grim?
What's the Grim?
Oh, my boy. I don't know of anyone else from Harry Potter I'd save. I'd save them all if I could.
Yeah, it's good.
Great movie. Series.
Like trying to catch smoke with your bare hands. That's what he also says, Taylor said.
For the Grim.
Talking about Sirius Black.
Hell yeah.
So he has two hard-hitting lines.
Sirius Black was the best. But James, I feel like he was kind of a jerk.
Yeah, a total jerk.
What's wrong, Severus? He's not my girlfriend.
Look at everyone, look at Severus's underwear.
Look at him, his uncircumcised wiener.
Dude, he was a total charge.
You think you would be a jerk if you had magic?
Oh, hell yeah, man. Imagine all the pranks you could have played on people.
Oh, like pantsing people from a distance.
Turn them upside down, turn them into a ferret.
Well,
turn them into an upside down ferret.
What could
ferret.
You do, like, low key? Like, if you were in a world of muggles and you were...
I would make your water just taste a little bit bad.
What? That's evil.
So every time you were drinking water, you'd be like...
What would it taste like? What would you put, like the, a hint of what?
Something...
Turd.
Like cayenne pepper, but just like a hint, and you're like, is this like... And then everyone else is like, what's your problem? You're like, I don't know.
I don't know. It's an endless cycle
with
cayenne
pepper. I would
give you,
like, just a constant, like, tickle in your throat.
Yeah, Charlie, whatever it's called. Horse in the throat.
Yeah, and you always have that.
That's evil, dude.
You said what you would do that was low-key?
I meant, like laundry.
Oh, you mean something that would be great to have magic for? That was kind of chill?
I guess. I don't want you to have magic anymore.
Like doing your laundry.
I feel like
would be
I would
sick.
Like have hair growing
having
out of every pore in my
clean house
body.
Because of magic probably is the coolest thing.
Oh my gosh, wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
Just like a magic broom. I got a German Shepherd, so.
That would come in handy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how they sweep it up. Magic. It always happens with magic. The Weasleys had it figured out.
Yeah, their house was cool.
Could you imagine, like, your nephew having magic and you were so douche that you didn't even get a benefit from it? Like, if your nephew had magic and he was living at your house.
Oh, yeah. That's how bad they were.
They were so mean.
Well, he couldn't
I would
do magic
be pissed,
yet.
Though. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. If you came to me tomorrow and had superpowers somehow, I could end up being a supervillain.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like, trying to get powers by any means possible because you have powers. And how I got those powers might change me. Yeah. You know? But if you came up and were like, hey, check this out, and you, like, lifted my truck with one hand, I would go to no end to have powers as well. I wouldn't be happy for you. Same as if you had magic.
Are you kidding me? Imagine what we could accomplish.
If you had magic and you could, like, put a pile of gold in my, like, lap, then I'd be like, okay. We're cool.
This is kind of a hole in Harry Potter.
If I had super speed and you were super lame, you wouldn't be like, ugh.
Yeah.
You'd be pissed.
Duh.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming that God likes
me
more.
What? I don't think he picks.
So I'd be like, yo.
Please.
What's happening?
Hey, man. Just give me moderate speed.
You know what is kind of a hole in Harry Potter is, like, so the Malfoys have this giant mansion, mm-hmm. and the Weasleys live in, like, kind of a weird looking shack. It's kind of
it's not
cool.
A shack. It's like a 5-story building,
but it's small on the floors.
Yeah, built like magic though.
Well,
like it's small from the outside.
Why
would
you just have a giant house?
Remember, like, that tent in the fourth episode? Fourth movie?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd rather have tiny house on the outside, and then you walk in, you're like, oh, wow, this house is more spacious than
so
I thought it would be.
So do they think they use, like, Hermione's bag on it?
Yeah, pretty much. So, like, because, like, if you can picture, like, scenes that happen within the Weasleys' houses, they got infinite rooms.
True.
They had, like, bunk beds, like, 4 bunk beds and, like, one
of
those.
If they had infinite room, why do they have to have bunk beds? Seems kind of broke.
True. But they had infinite rooms for their 8 kids. And now all of a sudden, like, the Order is trying to stay at their house.
True, so they gotta get bunk beds.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you could just make another room in an instant, I wonder if that's how it would work. Like, no, I'm not gonna stay here, I'll just stay outside, and then I make, like a shack, or I, like, throw a tent out. I would rather it look modest on the outside to make it look cooler.
That being said, one of the coolest houses in the whole thing is where they go for the Order Sirius's.
where it splits open.
Yeah, imagine if you had that in like the coolest part of Manhattan or something, or yeah, even whatever. Better.
Yeah.
And you were just like, doop, and they open up, and then there's your house.
Yeah. That would be sick. Sick. Yeah, and that's like four stories. It's all the way up.
Yeah, and I'm sure it's got Hermione's bag on it, too, so you can just go there, and it's as big as you want.
I don't know. I don't remember Hermione's bag on that one.
When she's... They leave.
I know Hermione's bag, but I'm saying I remember the scenes that took place in that, and it seemed like the size of the place.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
saw.
I'm saying it was that. It seemed like the size it was, but certainly you could use Hermione's bag on it, right?
Yeah. I mean, she's got this infinite bag and the tent.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was kind of blacking out on the tent. I forgot what tent you were talking about. That is sick.
That's the prime example here. Also, yeah, yeah. Like when Hermione and Harry almost like sealed the deal when they're dancing in like, the fifth movie.
How
or something.
Weird was that?
That's a big tent.
What about we make an Airbnb
I think
that looks
Hermione
like a tent?
And Harry is better than that.
An Airbnb that looks like a tent
and everything's underground.
Everything's underground. It's huge.
Yeah,
that'd
the
be
tent
sick.
Is just a ladder down,
and it's called like Harry Potter.
Scotter.
Harry Potter Scotter and we
Harry Potter
Airbnb.
I don't feel like a lot of people would feel comfortable staying underground.
Well, they have the upstairs, the little tent
yeah. with a little ladder down to your freaking bunker. It would be sick.
Oh, it's like, so sick. If it was in the mountains, yeah. a Harry Potter tent Airbnb could be sick.
It'd be cool if everything connected underground.
Well, what if it was on, like, the edge of a cliff, too, so there was a big window on the bottom floor?
Oof. That's getting scarier and scarier.
You don't think that would make it
I think
feel
I'd
more
be
welcoming?
Unease.
On a mountain?
I mean, I'd be fine. Pretty yeah. brave.
yeah.
I'm fun cutting a hole out of that rock on a mountain, though.
Maybe you
I think
do it
cooler.
In concrete and then you cover it in dirt after the fact.
Why not Airbnb Shire?
That's sick. Me and Taylor basically stayed at one.
Shire. Yeah, when you were in Peachtree City looking at the...
yeah.
yeah. Where did you go?
Finland.
Finland.
Rovaniemi.
Rovaniemi.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
That was the city.
Rovaniemi.
If you ever get married, we should go back and just get married there.
In Finland.
Oh my gosh, it'd be so yeah. sick. The best thing
like
we did.
12-person
my favorite thing we did was when we went to the sauna and then you could cold plunge. The sauna was on the lake.
Yeah.
And then you cold plunge and then you get back in the sauna.
Yeah.
I went in less than the tub for 5 minutes and I was dying. Then I got in the sauna, thought I was going to pass out.
Was that hot?
Or I think it was just the I was change. Killing myself.
Yeah, you were like. You were like a glass container.
I had to get back out in the cold.
Isn't that like something like if you put a glass container in the freezer and then straight into the oven? Combustion?
I think if you put glass in the freezer, you're going to be screwed if it's filled with stuff.
Why?
But if you put it'll break.
No.
Yeah. Beer can in the freezer will definitely break.
If you hit it.
But if you put glass in there and then you put it in boiling water, yeah, that's going to shatter
I think
it
it's the rapid change in temperature. If you put a beer bottle in a freezer, I think you'd be fine.
Do
I
it.
If you, I'll freaking do it.
Do it, man.
How long do you think it would take to combust?
How long does
like,
it take to
at
freeze?
At some point. You've never seen a frozen glass beer bottle?
I don't even know. Alcohol can't freeze. Cody, liquor. Actually, in high school... Stole
a beer would freeze.
Can it?
Yeah, I mean like
the, liquor can't for sure. Cody in high school stole
Twin
his,
Peaks ordeal is like frozen beer. I think it's
no, they freeze it. No, they just keep it 33 degrees.
Yeah, but the freaking beer comes out like icy, and I think
they keep
dumb.
The mugs cold too.
Yeah, so beer freezes.
In high school, Cody stole his stepmom's vodka, filled it up
hilarious.
With water, and then it was frozen.
That's I feel like that's something that a lot of people do, and you would think that that kids would know by the time they would want to start drinking, like maybe like 16.
I didn't know that until Cody told me that story.
Really? You didn't know vodka froze?
I didn't know it didn't freeze.
Doesn't freeze, correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You tried to trick me there.
But I feel like I tricked myself. I feel like there's been like stories of people pretty much saying the same thing. Where it's like, yeah. Maybe it's just a funny story to tell. Like, if you were a comedian, you would tell that story.
Maybe.
Yeah. Like the... like the video idea I had about the Indian telemarketer that's actually trying to sell something.
Oh, that's a great one.
I think you do that on stage.
Did you get a text today that was like, you haven't paid a toll?
They always are telling me that.
But did you get it today?
Yeah.
Apparently, like, everyone got it today.
Troll toll.
Yeah, the troll toll.
Why are they troll tolling us?
So that you'll pay them?
Yeah.
I wonder how much money they made today.
Oh my gosh, I fear for the older race.
Yeah, Dana today said something about it, and I said, I think that's fake.
I had to pay $35.
He said, I was thinking it was fake too, so I haven't touched it, but I was like,
Where was I headed?
Yeah.
I thought that too the first time I saw that. I was like, man,
it's a good troll. Imagine the people 50 and above right now.
Hell, the GPS puts you on that Peach Pass.
Yeah.
They put you on there
man.
Every day without your permission.
Before.
Yeah, it's like the time that they screwed me on it, though, I was like, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. I
felt like a king.
Yeah, I was
waving to the people in bumper to bumper
it
traffic.
It also only costs like $9.
Yeah,
and, pay that. And certain times I'll be like, yeah, yeah.
I will rage. Mm-hmm. I don't rage, but sometimes, like, traffic.
Sometimes I do.
I would rather drive an hour and a half. If I was going from point A to point B, and it took me an hour and a half to get there in standstill traffic, or an hour and a half to get there,
back roads, I agree. Still but driving. What is the spread that you're willing to go? Full tilt, you can go one way full tilt. The other way in traffic's going to take you an hour. How willing are you able? How far are you?
Money wise, to do a Peach Pass?
No. So, say, like you were just saying, your scenario. One way goes an hour, one way goes an hour and a half.
Right.
One has no traffic, one does. One way is like bumper.
Like an additional 10 minutes.
Oh, but you just gave yourself 30.
I said an hour and a half to both the scenarios I just gave.
So,
hour and a half standstill traffic or an hour and a half going back roads.
Well, that's not even fair. Duh.
Why? Some people wouldn't like to be on back roads.
No, but some people are like, I would go an extra 30 minutes.
I don't think I'd reach 30 minutes. If it was like, okay, I'm going to be at my house at 5:30 or 6 p.m., I'd be like, well, that's stupid as shit.
Obviously. Yeah, yeah.
Like, normally, if I'm plugging something into the GPS, I look for the lowest option. So the difference would be about 10 minutes.
Typically, the lowest is also the least traffic.
Yeah, but sometimes there's no better options.
Mm-hmm.
Going back from Navarre sometimes, heading back from Florida, there's never a good option there.
I got invited to the Masters this year.
Huh?
Me and Dad.
Dad doesn't want to go to that.
He does.
Dad, no! Oh my god.
I was scared to tell you.
That really sucks.
Yeah, it's also the Sunday that we'd be coming back from vacation, so me and Dad have to leave early.
Papa! Papa, buy me a ticket, please.
Well, the guy who gave them to me said that him and his dad used to do that before his dad passed away, so he thought about me and my dad, so you can't come.
Why? Well, I am his son equivalently to you.
Well, if you went, then it would mean I couldn't go.
Oh, so it's gotta be when dad's gotta go.
Dad's gotta go.
Has dad been?
Dad has been.
Dad's a has-been. It's my turn. Hey,
if I get invited next year, I'll say, you know...
Why do you have to be the one that gets invited? This is why I gotta be... This is such BS. Oh, man. Just were born a little bit earlier, and now you're getting all the invites.
Whoa. I also did some things that were a little better than you.
Oh, what? You graduated with a degree that you don't use, and
it was a business degree.
So, congratulations. Have fun with that actuary science degree.
I also, because I graduated on time, even if you had graduated at all, it would have been like 5 years after I was getting started.
How long were you working at Chisel Mill before I got
there? I started in 2017.
When I was in college to like 2019.
No, two longer years. Than that. That's how long you should have been. You were in there to 20.
Yeah. Jeez. What a waste.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Whatever. I already am better at you at Chisel Build, though.
You're better at building. That's only half the business. Actually, I would say it's only a third because I had to half find the business,
and we can't sell any houses, and that's your half.
We're on like a seven contract streak.
We
right
got
now.
Seven contracts.
Yeah.
Do I have any of them besides Hidden Hills 7?
No.
Okay.
A lot of Merriweather, and then we have one at the golf course lot as of today.
Garner. Oh, golf. Oh, thank God. JT needs some contracts.
Yeah, JT needs some action. Yeah. I think Patterson Park's about to blow up, too, so.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. You want to talk Schindler? You had it.
One cool thing about Schindler was at the end, and it took me a little longer to realize what they were doing until after. Mm. Probably about three people went by, and I was like, oh, now I get it. But they were putting rocks on his grave, and they had the actor and the actual person.
I rewinded.
Okay.
But yeah.
How long did it take you to notice?
It took me to the little boy.
So, I was like, oh, that kid looks familiar. I actually think it was one of the younger dudes who was like, had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I was like, he looked like the actor. And then the little boy was after him, and I was like, oh, okay. That was a cool way to do that.
Yeah, that was cool.
So
shout out
that way you could see that they were still alive and the actor who played them.
And there was a ton of people there. When they were walking the closing scene, when they're walking towards, like, they were like, maybe go west, like, there's a town over there, and like 1,000.
Imagine, 1.6 I wonder what KGs. Town that was, because I bet it's like super Jewish now.
No more Jews.
Yeah, I actually saw this thing where this guy was like, I invented a time machine. It was a video on Instagram. Yeah. And he's like, you want to try it out? And he's like, what would you do? And he's like, kill Hitler. And he's like, just because I invented a time machine doesn't mean you're just going to be able to go in there and kill Hitler. He's like, you'll have to kill baby Hitler. And so then he's like, can you do it? And he's like, yeah, I can kill baby Hitler. So he goes and kills baby Hitler. Then he comes back from the time machine. They go outside and they're in New York. And it's just like,
is that not Family Guy?
Everyone's got the hair like this kind.
Is that Family Guy?
This was a clip that people made.
Is Human it, beings.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Was it a Family Guy episode?
Oh, they're like the time machine's like a washing machine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw that. That is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. The population would be off the charts. I mean, like, if you believe in them. True. Allegedly. Just kidding. But, like, if... How long ago did that happen?
That shit is crazy that they could get that many people on board with killing innocent people.
I don't think I would be okay with it. No,
man. This movie was...
I'd have to hear this guy's speech first.
Like, dude, they were so mean.
By the end of it, like, even like from like a Jojo Rabbit situation, I'm pretty sure every German person thought they were like the devil by the time Hitler got off that stage.
What do you mean?
Like, a level of, like, hating a group of people to a whole different
degree.
Once
they got over it? Like, once they were on the other side of the war?
No, like, during the war, like, at the height of it. Like, when he was like, listen, we gotta take these people out. Like, when he was giving that speech, he must have, like, demonized them to a point that, like, is unheard of.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, that's nuts.
Because, like, Jojo Rabbit, like, parts of that, how they're describing them, this movie, how they're describing them... There was like a little blonde-haired girl.
They thought the Jews were the devil.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Little blonde-haired girl that was like yelling in the street.
Yeah,
just saying like, get out of here, Jew!
Yeah. Jeez. Jojo Rabbit's one of my favorite movies.
Jojo Rabbit's a great movie. Great for an informant. Like John.
What do you mean?
I love the Jewish people.
I like, it's kind of funny how in this movie, so, like, it's a real story, and it's based off this guy, and they're, like, honoring Schindler. What's his first name? Do you remember?
Oscar.
But he's kind of, like, not a great guy at the beginning. Like,
he was a douche. He was douche to his wife.
Yeah, cheating on his wife and everything.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
And his wife was like cool with it. She's like, "I'll go home, but if you'll stop sleeping around, then I'll stay
the
here."
He's
like,
in that movie
"How
was...
about you go home?"
Yeah. She was like, "If nobody ever makes the mistake of calling me Ms. or Miss, I always forget which one it
is.
Ms. is not married. Ms. is married.
Mrs. is married.
Mrs. So Ms. of any
Miss
Ms. Ms.
Either one. That's the same thing. You're just saying it weird. And
Ms. in Z. So yeah, she was like, if anyone, as long as you can confirm that no one will call me Miss Schindler again, he was like, I'll see you later. She was already in the train by the time the next scene came.
He was a pretty cool entrepreneur. Like,
oh, he was beast. Yeah, he honestly seemed pretty dumb, but it's like, it was like
he was spending all this money.
Andrew, the second Spider-Man.
Yeah,
Andrew Garfield. He was in the Mark Zuckerberg movie.
Which one was that?
Like the Mark Zuckerberg, how they made Facebook and the Lex Luthor guy or that nerdy guy.
He doesn't. He's not in that movie, is he?
He is.
Who is
he's
he?
The one that he's like his like business partner at the beginning of it, and uh-huh. then they're like, well, he's not helping us out enough.
Oh, they kick him out?
They douche him heavily. Uh-huh. And like there's this big scene of like Garfield coming in and like yelling at Zuckerberg, and I feel like they make Zuckerberg look cooler than he is, because there's like scenes in that movie. I just saw a clip. I haven't watched that movie in years, but I saw this clip where like
it might be on the list.
No.
I think it's like really highly rated.
I feel like it starts with an S, like the
social networking.
Social network, thank you. But like Zuckerberg's like in this like there's like two guys that are like suing him for like taking his idea for Facebook, and yeah, Zuckerberg's yeah. like, those listen, twins. If you had the idea for Facebook, you should have made Facebook. Like he had some like badass line like that, but every video I've seen from Zuckerberg, he would have been like, letting his lawyers talk the whole entire time.
Sure,
there's
for
no
sure.
way Zuckerberg even spoke up during that. They're like
so true.
Yelling at him, and then the lawyers would be like, then why didn't you make it?
Yeah.
But in the movie, Zuckerberg was like, let me say that. Let me have some sweet baby rays behind me. Did you ever see that
Smoking
video?
Some meats? Brisket and ribs, I hope.
He had a bottle of Sweet Baby Ray's on a bookshelf.
Sweet Baby Ray's. He says those words like constantly in the video. He's like reading the live, and he's like, what are you eating for dinner tonight? Brisket and ribs, I hope.
But I honestly don't think it's a toss-up to wanting that level of intelligence without having like any level of like
loserness.
Communication skills. Yeah. Because
like even Elon.
Elon's a little bit better, and somehow it's just
he's good
repping
at
out
like
kids.
Jokes and stuff and trolling. But like when talking in person, he seems like a robot.
I wouldn't want to talk to. I mean, I would want to. I would talk to Elon way before I talk to Zuck. But like, I don't know how long I could maintain a conversation with.
Imagine
them
how
like,
if he was in this room, how he would be trying to be all cool, Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg,
like he tries to be all cool these days.
Yeah, well, he's jacked as shit. He's like MMA ready.
Oh. I'd beat
Wasn't
him
he supposed to? No, you wouldn't. Yeah. Zuckerberg has got MMA training.
Dude.
I might like, take Zuck over you, dude.
Oh my gosh.
You're Zuck and Mess right
now. You lost
your
marbles, dude. Everyone he wrestles is
You just
like,
think you'd beat everyone up. They have to have some level of training, even actors.
Dude. Zuckerberg, how much do you think he bench presses?
You think he can beat up Chris Pratt?
You think he can bench press 185 pounds?
Absolutely! No. The dude is absolutely jacked. When's the last time you saw a jacked
I saw,
Zuck?
Oh my gosh, he can't. He can't do it.
He can bench press 235
no,
in bed.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, he's all mass now. He's mental and mass.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot. You just think he can beat everybody up and you have no idea what you're talking about.
Let me look up Zuckerberg muscles.
Jacked.
We really do need a Jamie. Jamie, pull up Zuckerberg muscles.
Jamie?
Dude, he's like leg pressing how much I could
You act
press.
Like you got freaking farm boy strength or something. You're not that strong anymore. You got some natural muscles, but I wouldn't put, if you put 250 on a barbell, would you be able to bench press it?
You want to go right now?
No.
I bet I probably could.
Would it take like, how many times are you repping it?
Oh, probably not.
235. You're in the. That's 225, right?
Yeah.
Football combine. Those guys.
I don't know
you,
right
you're,
now.
You're,
right
oh,
now,
probably, okay.
Probably like only like four.
Oh, cool. You're getting drafted to the Washington Canucks. Congratulations. You freaking whip.
Zuckerberg, I bet, cannot bench press 100 and. Over 200.
You ever seen
sure.
the Sherlock Holmes movie where Holmes. He's like, I'm sure I was getting into character a little too early.
When he does what?
Sherlock.
Oh, sees all the fights that are coming? You think
right
Zuckerberg
how you're
does
going. punch to the jugular. That would be Zuckerberg just whooping your ass.
Takes a left hook. Uppercut him in the ribs.
Yeah.
And then he does it.
Discombobulated.
That's a good word for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he smacks him in the ears.
Discombobulate him. Yeah, that scene is pretty cool.
Yeah. They made like two of those movies. I feel like that was unnecessary, but hey. They made
like
a lot
him.
Of Sherlock Holmes. Benedict Cumberbatch is Sherlock Holmes.
They have Sherlock
Holmes. A British Homette. Dude playing a British dude. Robert Downey. One of the only times
I
can think
of I'm looking at pictures of this nerd, and I mean, it would like...
Jack Zuckerberg?
Yeah, it would be so bad.
For you?
Like, he would be out of the octagon in 2 seconds.
You're not a tough guy. You haven't gotten in a lot of fights in your day.
If I ever did, yeah. You want to know why?
People I want to see you do like a rough and rowdy. And I hope you get put
I
up against
do
a
it anymore.
Yeah, here we go.
Because if I
here
lost, it would be really bad for me.
Oh, man, I would not let you forget it.
But if I won, it would be pretty sick.
Yeah, it's not that cool, though. Yeah, if you do that by the end, that would be sick.
Yeah.
If you had a fist up and you weren't like hurt at all, or like one punch, or did something super illegal right at
Have
the start
Have you not
of
seen
it.
My muscles in a long time or something?
I've seen them. You show them off. You talk about them and show them off whenever you have a chance.
You're acting like they don't exist all of a sudden.
You're just acting like those.
And I worked out 3 times this week.
3 times.
I was here this morning. And I'm on creatine now. So.
What, are you trying not to have
3 days
anymore?
Worth of creatine. Muscles are still jacked. Balls are still huge. Wiener's no smaller than he used to be. My big fear of getting on the teen.
Did you just think of that, or were you?
I texted to my friends this morning.
Really? I can feel it. Oh, that's too perfect.
Yeah.
What time are we at? What time you got?
It's 8:57. Has to be an owie, right?
Why'd you say that?
Has to be an owie. No, Michael, no more yeppers. Now that I'm on Peacock, I can watch The Office again.
Are you watching it, though?
I haven't started. But they also have a bunch of episodes that aren't in it.
Oh, like the Office special occasions?
Yeah,
super fan edition?
Yeah, have you ever seen the scene when Michael does like a haunted house in the warehouse?
I've seen that.
And he hangs himself. Dude, that's hilarious.
I swear I saw that like while it was airing, though.
I don't think that was
there were scenes that like aired... And they took them out later. And I could, like, I used to be so intertwined with The Office that I would know the next line.
Yeah, me and you used to quote it all the time.
Every line. Like, I could tell you a line 15 lines away. I'd be watching the scene, and I would say the punchline. I was a deviant to watch The Office with. Nobody wanted to watch it with me.
We need to get back on the train.
The Office train?
It's so good.
I think I could rewatch The Office. Yeah, it's been
long
years
enough.
Now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been years now.
Actually, getting it off Netflix might be the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah,
because watching it again, I would really enjoy it. I think
that was my forever like go to sleep show, or like I don't want to pick
I'd
something
get home
to watch.
And put it on like almost
daily. Yeah. Oh man, I watch the same episodes. I even watched like the ones after Michael Scott left.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'd watch it all the way through and then start it over again
almost immediately.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
All right, watch Schindler's List.
Severance finale's tonight, I think.
I think I'm 2 episodes behind
them. Oh.
I gotta watch one and then the other, but I'm down to do that next.
Severance. Or, Schindler's List.
Work?
8.7.
8.7.
Worth a watch for show. Probably never see it again.
True that.
Keep on watching. Got to keep on watching.